Welcome, my friends, to Secular Advent. This is Tony Agnese. For those of you who are not familiar with the holiday, it began several years ago and has grown into the biggest secular holiday of the year. Secular Advent used to begin on Black Friday. It now begins on Gray Thursday, right after Thanksgiving dinner, because greed can't wait for an entire day of giving thanks, especially when we forgot who to thank. There are other minor holidays during Secular Advent as well, like Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, but Secular Advent continues all the way until Return Unwanted Gifts Week. For those of you like me who celebrate the Christian Advent, you need to understand that Secular Advent is the antithesis of the Christian Advent. Secular Advent asked us to speed up and spend money now. Christian Advent asks us to slow down and prepare for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Secular Advent asks us to spend money we don't have on things we don't need under the pretense that it was on sale. Christian Advent asks us to be thankful for what we already have and to give to those who have little. Secular Advent asks us to fight for our right for the big screen television at Walmart, especially if it's the last one, even if it means we have to kill for it or at least start a riot. Christian Advent asks us to pray for peace in the world. Secular Advent reminds us that seven-year-olds' need for the iPhone 6 and both the Xbox and PlayStation gaming system because they deserve it. Christian Advent reminds us that some children will have no gifts at Christmas, and wouldn't it be nice to buy something for a child who has little or nothing? As for me, I prefer the advent of our Christian faith. And so as not to get caught up in the hype of this secular holiday, here are a few things I'm going to do. Maybe you'd like to try these too. First, I'm going to slow down and enjoy the Advent season. Enjoy the beauty of winter closing in, of snowfall and family and friends. Second, as a Catholic, I'm going to attend Mass every day this Advent season and focus on the coming of Jesus, not only on Christmas Day, but His second coming as well. Third, I'm going to increase my prayer time, especially to pray for those who will be sad at this special time of year because they've lost a loved one this year. Fourth, I'm going to help someone in need. A family member, a friend, or just a name from the Giving Tree or the Salvation Army list. My protest will be a quiet one, a silent one. I will just choose not to participate in the madness. Instead, I'll try to concentrate my thoughts and deeds on throwing off the works of darkness and putting on the armor of light. Please join me this Advent. This is Tony Agnese.